When we hear about Jesus, we tend to picture him in a way that loses sight of the fact that he was a human. He felt the same emotions that we feel, and he faced the same types of situations that we face throughout his life on earth. I'm here to remind you that not only was Jesus perfect and showed love and compassion to others, but he did so in the face of difficult situations that resulted from his life on earth, which proves his true selflessness and personal love for us. If you will, please turn to John chapter 4. In the beginning of this chapter, we read of the account of Jesus' encounter with a Samaritan woman. In the first few verses, we read that Jesus was on a journey to Galilee, and in verse 4 of chapter 4, we see that Jesus decided to go through Samaria in order to get to Galilee. This is significant because the Jews had a hatred for the Samaritans, a hatred that was so strong that in order to go to Galilee, the Jews would travel around Samaria in order to avoid going through it. Look with me at verses 5 through 9, where it says, "So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, 'Give me a drink,' for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, 'How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman?' For the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans." Here we see that the Samaritan woman was shocked that a Jew would even speak to her because of the deep-rooted discrimination between these two nations of people. In the later verses, Jesus tells her that he could give her living water, and when she is confused by this, he reveals to her that he is the Messiah. In verses 28 through 30, it reads, "The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, 'Come, see a man who has told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ?' Then they went out of the city and came to him." Through this account, we see that Jesus does not only talk to multitudes of people with the intention of saving as many as he possibly can at one time. Instead, here we see him teaching one woman who ends up spreading this information to many more people. We also see that Jesus did not let the fact that she was a Samaritan or even a woman stop him from speaking to her and treating her with love and compassion. Often we will look at those who are different from us with discrimination, but here we see that Jesus speaks with her as an equal. We need to take this to heart and follow this example that Jesus sets for us. Now, in Luke chapter 17, verses 12 through 9, starting in verse 12, it reads, "Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.'" Here's a situation where Jesus is dealing with lepers who were kept separate from everyone else for obvious health regulations. Jesus once again shows his compassion by healing all of them, and he did this good deed only to be thanked by one man. This was not a miracle that he did in order to be seen by others, but instead he was serving people who he saw were in need of help. Often, in our selfishness, we do acts in order to be seen by others or to boost our standing in society. But this is not the attitude that Jesus has here. He does not look for the other lepers that he heals in order to rebuke them and demand that they thank him for his good deed. But instead, he continues on his way. We should not be doing good works with the mindset of looking good to others, but instead we should do so selflessly and quietly in order to help others and please God. These two examples show very clearly that Jesus did not discriminate against the people who were different than him. In the case of the 10 lepers, he even risked his own health in order to heal those in need. Jesus' nature was entirely selfless, and he went out of his way to help and teach those who were in need, and not doing so for the benefit of personal gain. Not only did Jesus show his selfless nature to others, but he showed his compassion for the people who he came into contact with. Turn to Matthew chapter 14, where we will be in verses 13 through 21. Before the following events occurred, Jesus had just learned about the death of John the Baptist. In verses 13 through 16, it reads, "When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." In the next verses, the disciples are confused by this and complain that they don't have enough food or money to feed the people. Jesus then takes 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feeds the entirety of the multitude. Here we see that Jesus is in a state of grief, and he goes out to be alone, only to be followed by the crowd. Instead of commanding them to leave, verse 14 says that he was moved with compassion for them. Not only was he concerned about providing food for them, but he healed their sick as well. This was such a good example to his disciples, who knew what Jesus was going through personally at the time. It's easy to see the skepticism and hint of annoyance that the disciples have towards the multitude, suggesting that they should leave because it was getting late and they needed to find food and shelter for themselves. Jesus immediately shut this mentality down by showing his love and concern for the people instead of sending them away, performing a miracle in order to be able to feed them and continue to teach them. Yes, this is another example of Jesus' selflessness, but this passage shows his genuine compassion and concern for those who were following him. In the midst of his grief, he did the unthinkable, and he took the time to heal the people and feed them, showing the unwavering love that he had for them. This is a time that Jesus was feeling many emotions that many of us also face. It's a good reminder that Jesus is not setting an example that is unreasonable for us. He lived through and acted upon the things that he asks from us. Following the concept of Jesus' compassion, we see that Jesus also had a very personal love and concern for those who sought him. In Luke chapter 19, we see the account of the tax collector Zacchaeus. In verses 1 through 10, it reads, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.' So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, 'He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.' Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, 'Look, Lord, I have given half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold.' And Jesus said to him, 'Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost.'" This passage ties into the idea that Jesus not discriminating against those who were previously lost in sin, but it also shows the personal love that Jesus had for Zacchaeus. This is one of my favorite accounts because Zacchaeus was trying so hard just in order to see Jesus that he actually climbed a tree in order to catch a glimpse of him. Jesus clearly recognized this man's heart and desire to see him, that he singled Zacchaeus out of the crowd in order to stay with him. This story should challenge us not only to seek Christ fervently, but to take the time to be in company of those who are seeking Christ, regardless of their past history. We tend to judge those who lived a lifestyle that goes against the Bible's teachings but are now looking to Christ for forgiveness. Here, Jesus says that he came to seek and save that which is lost. Shouldn't we be doing the same? That would mean that we would not only be treating those who have a bad history with contempt, but instead reach out to them and encourage them to find the right path and to stay on it. Finally, let's look at Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 49. This passage reads, "Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.' But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong.' Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.' And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" In this passage, both of the criminals who were being crucified along with Jesus were going through the same pain that Jesus was in that moment. The criminal who asked Jesus to remember him once Jesus returned to heaven shows that he was sorrowful of his sins and that he believed in Jesus. We see that Jesus was sympathetic towards this man, and he gave him peace of mind that the criminal would be in paradise along with Jesus. In this moment of Jesus' suffering, he had compassion for the man who was being killed for his crimes, and he showed his love and humanity by sympathizing with him and setting his mind at ease, knowing the pain that he was going through at that moment. This is one of the best examples in the New Testament that shows the personal love of Christ. Being reminded of these examples should not only help us grow in our love for Christ, but also challenge us to be more like him and to follow in his footsteps. We also need to show the selflessness, compassion, and the personal love of Jesus to those who are around us in order to further the kingdom of Christ. It's important to remember, given the example of the Samaritan woman, that showing Christ's example to even one person can help spread the gospel to more than just the person you came into contact with. We need to stop being selfish and keeping only ourselves in the center of our minds, but instead reach out to those who are hurting and those who are in need. Remember that Christ was human, just like us. He felt the emotions that we did, and he went through similar situations to the ones that we face. So what is our excuse to continue to live selfishly? We need to keep these teachings in mind constantly, and if we do so, we will become closer to Christ while saving those that are lost.